The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hashtag no music, no intro. Another episode of Saints Twitter podcast. I feel like, I think this is just going to be a trend, bro. Like, you're going to post this episode tomorrow, and there's going to be Saints news in the morning, like bad Saints news in the morning. every time, bro, that we've done an episode, you posted it, it's been something. So let's talk about it. Got to talk about Deontay Harris. Got a DUI in July. It was reported the morning you posted the last episode that we did. He's likely to miss, I mean, they haven't announced anything yet, but more than likely he's likely to miss the two first games of the regular season. So that's what, against the Packers, and I don't even know who they played to. There's just something with this team right now, man. Like, I can't put my finger on it.
Oh, man, it just feels like one of those years, bro, where everything just working against them, you know? It's like, it's working against them and they're working against themselves. Like, it's just... yeah, it's just like, you know, it's like things are working against them and they're working against themselves. It's just weird, man. I don't know, but, you know, I mean, it's just like, come on, like, at that position, do we really need that? Like, come on, bro. Seriously?
Nope. And you know what it led to? Tommy Lee Lewis back in the fold.
It was just like, just eat a bullet. Like, I know Saints fans was just like, just shoot me right now. I don't want to live no more.
Whatever.
Like, keep bringing this back, bro? Like, even no disrespect to him, man. It's just like,
It's always funny too, because like when that signing was announced, it always works out like coincidentally, like some football website is like posting like these year two receivers are gonna break out, like be on the lookout, league. It's so annoying, bro.
The TLL, man, Tommy Lewis remind me, I was watching Olympus Has Fallen the other night.
Was that the one with Gerard Butler?
Yeah, Gerard Butler, you know, yeah. Just a little action flick, whatever. But in the beginning,
bro, that would be scary as shit.
I know. But spoiler alert. So if you haven't seen it, there's about to be a spoiler. So fast forward 30 seconds or whatever. But anyway, in the beginning, like, he's riding with the president and the president's wife, and they crash or whatever. And, you know, he had to make a choice. He saved the president, and the president's wife died or whatever. You know, and then, like, fast forward years later, he's, like, on the shit post with the Secret Service. Because basically the president is like, you know, nothing against him, but I just don't want to look at dude. Because all he do is remind me of my dead wife.
Right.
And that's how it is with TLL. It's like, no offense, bro. But you remind us of one of the worst moments in sports history. I don't want to look at you.
Like, it's funny. Like, even, like, you can think about, like, it's crazy. Like, Marcus Williams, like, he missed the tackle, Minnesota Miracle. Don't have that angst for him. When, like, Roman Harper got ran over by Vernon Davis against 49ers, it was Roman, right? Like, I don't know. Yeah. But TLL, bro.
Bro, it's like, man.
It just stings differently.
It really does, man. It really does.
So, and it's a hit to the – so going back to Deontay Harris, it's a hit to the team in terms of we don't know how the offense is going to be. And one of the things that we – that the Saints have gotten a lot better at because of him signing as an undrafted free agent these last two seasons is, like, punt return, like, their starting position on the field. Like, it's been – especially with an aging quarterback, like, it was huge, right?
Huge, man. Like, the offensive position we got from those years with him was just ridiculous, man. It was ridiculous.
And now for two games, that's gone. Now, with a different quarterback, whether that's Taysom, whether that's Jameis, like, maybe that won't matter potentially. But even if Sean wants to dial up a long shot play, like, that element – at least right now is missing. And it's just, it's a DUI. Like, it's 2021. Yeah. Like, can people
Uber,
Lyft, Uber, like a taxi? Like, it's just annoying. Annoying. And luckily, you know, no one was hurt. He didn't get into a wreck, nothing like that. But just dumb. Just Marshawn Lattimore shooting himself in the, almost shot himself. Deontay Harris, DUI, David Onyemata, whoopsie, took something I wasn't supposed to take. It's just like, stuff. It's hard. Like, something that Sean Payton talks about all the time is, like, turnovers in football games, right? Stuff, like, on offense. Self-inflicting things that will lose you the game. The Saints are having a self-inflicted issue right now on the offseason.
Right. And it's unfortunate because, like, it's all hands on deck. Like, it's no more Drew Brees. It's no more. It's like everybody has to do their part. And you're talking about, like, core team players. You know what I'm saying? Onyemata, Mike Thomas. Mike Thomas waiting until June, which Sean Payton was pissed about, to get surgery. You know, Marshawn Lattimore riding with his homies with a dirty gun. Like, what are you doing, bro? What's going on? What you doing? What you doing? You know what I'm saying? And him with a DUI is like, come on, man. Like, these don't have to happen. These are preventable mistakes. Like, they're preventable. You just don't do it, you know? Don't do it, man. It's just like, oh, and then he's cooking. Like, I've been seeing, the training camp tweets, man. He's cooking out there. Like, they are involving him in the offense because we need him. Like Bane said, we would need it. The precious armory. We would need it. Like, we need it, bro. So, he cooking out there, so it's like that's part of the offense that's gonna be missing for at least 2 weeks. But you know,
at least
the first couple of weeks, man. Just prepare yourself, bro. Like,
it's Green Bay, and then I gotta put together, bro. Who's
put it up, put it up.
Hold on, it's just saved to my phone. I can hear my cat getting things he's not supposed to be in because he know I'm distracted right at the corner podcast. Back to the damn pool. Look at Green Bay and Carolina.
Who knows with Carolina, but you know.
To me, like if they should be 1-1 after 2 weeks, bro. Like, me not being a homer or anything like that. They should be 1-1, in my opinion, after 2 weeks.
I'd be fine with that too. Like, I'm ready to get dog walked by Green Bay. I'm like,
I'm telling you, it's not going to be a dog walk. It's going to be one of those games where we're going
to
have.
I want it to be a dog walk. Like, give me 38-10. You know what I'm saying? Give me that. I'll be so fine. With
you want the you want that Vikings Week 1 Monday Night Football deep dick?
Give me that.
Adrian Peterson. Hollering
that job. Yeah. It's going to be like, 32-28.
Yep.
3 seconds, 3 minutes to go, and Jameis got the ball. It's going to be some bullshit, man.
Oh, I can't wait for it. So training camp has started. Obviously, we're not at the practices. we're recapping this from the standpoint of simply of observation, like aggregate observations of people who, media people who cover the Saints. Like, let's be clear about that, right? What are your initial takeaways thus far in terms of training camp observations? So they're off today. They're back at camp tomorrow, but these, what, I think it's been like three practices. What's been kind of your takeaways you've seen from the observations that we've read so far?
I was texting with Nick today. I was just like, it just seems like it's been business as usual. You know what I'm saying? Even with all of this offseason and all the shit we're talking about, it's just like, let's get to work. You know, if we really wasn't no popping circumstance, even with all that stuff going on with Mike Thomas and all that. It's like Sean Payton, give him credit. He just gets the ship going. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's just getting to work. Kind of went as I figured. I figured Taysom Hill would get the QB1 reps to start camp. And then yesterday, Jameis Winston got the one reps. Not a lot of team activity so far, which I expect because they didn't really have on-field mini camp or OTAs or whatever. So it's just right now, just I wouldn't take, like, if I'm a fan, just don't take anything from what you see this first week or so, because it's almost like a mini camp. It's just getting guys to learn how to tackle at camp and where to find your pads and where to put this and where to line up at this certain time of the day and all that type of shit. It's just purely like, you know, bring guys on and trying to get everybody acclimated. But other than that, nothing really has stood out. It was nice. Like, I guess when you listen to me, you try to figure out what's going on. It's just trying to find some of the positive things. It was nice to hear that Jameis Winston has looked comfortable. He's looked comfortable the whole time. He said himself, this already has been the most reps he's had since he's been the same. Like, most reps he had since, like, even last year, he didn't get this many reps. Because, you know what I'm saying, last year he was the third string. So he didn't get any reps at quarterback. So right now he's getting to see himself within the system. So it's huge. Then you got Taysom. Look, and from what I've read, from what I've heard, Taysom has stepped it up a notch, bro. Like, I mean, to say, I don't know, take it how you want him, but he has been taking it up. He's been checking down to the RB. You know, he's been reading the field and all that stuff. And if you just look at the history of Taysom, he has improved year to year. So It doesn't surprise me at all that, like, he's just kind of working. And, man, I saw a picture just the other day. That thigh is – that don't make – like, that's Steve Rogers, like, straight out the little machine. When he came out of the machine, like, that's ridiculous, bro.
It's ridiculous, bro. It's
I was about to add who that homo, like, you see that? Like, my dog Eric,
You see this nigga right here?
Damn. Well, I don't look like that. You know what I'm saying? But, I think it's going to be an interesting competition, bro. I think it is a competition. Even though, like, we like to believe, like, ain't no competition. I think it really is, man. Like, I think they're going to go blow for blow, which makes these preseason games so
huge, bro.
They are so crucial. Like, how it looks in the lights. All this practice bullshit. All that. How
I
look with the lights on, man.
Yeah, and I agree with you that it's going to be an actual competition. It sounded like initially, like, maybe the first two practices that Jameis looked better than two. Fast forward yesterday, it sounded like Taysom had a really good practice and Jameis had kind of taken a step back.
How do you take that? Because, like, first two, Taysom going against the one defense. Jameis going against the two. Yesterday, Jameis going against the one defense. Taysom going against the two defense. You know, so I don't even know how to read that.
Like, yeah, you got to keep it in context, right? Like,
got to keep it in context. Yeah.
And you brought the preseason games. So the first preseason game is in 13 days, bro. August 14th.
Who's playing the Chargers?
The Ravens.
Ravens. Okay. Oh, jeez.
You ready to see Pete Warner? Nah, you know, Lamar probably not gonna even play, but
I know.
Could you imagine him just trying to chase Lamar, bro?
But that's what makes this one interesting, man, because it's like outside of like guys like Cam Jordan and you know, DeMario and Kamara,
guys
kind of got we kind of need them to play. Like you gotta, yes. We gotta figure out who y'all are. You know what I'm saying? Like ain't nobody really submitted outside of like maybe five or six players. You know to Armstead, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Ramchick. We don't need to submit it. Nah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? We know what they are.
Shit, put them in bubble wrap, bro.
Put them in bubble wrap, especially Kamara. I don't need to see a snap in preseason.
He should not take a single snap in preseason. Not a single snap.
I remember him. I don't know if that was last preseason or we didn't have one last preseason. The one before that, I remember him pulling something one of the preseason games. It's like, we don't need it. I don't need to see it. We know what he is. We know it. And we know he ain't lazy. We know he work hard. We don't need to see it, man.
We don't. Not even a little bit. Something that we gotta talk about. We gotta give him some love. We gotta talk about Crawley Clamps, bro.
I heard my boy was in the one-on-ones, man, holding it down.
Locking it down. Got the coffers ready, baby. Hey. I will say that you talked about players needing to prove themselves and like the young guys on the team. Could this be, and breakout might be relative, right? And like you said, he's going to need to play. Could this be a breakout season for Marquez Callaway? Because I'm like, you're making plays, bro.
It could be, bro. Like, his first season, he showed me that he has everything in his repertoire to be like just a solid wide receiver, solid NFL wide receiver. Like, with whatever team, really, even if they have to be a Sean Payton team. He just showed those traits that, you know, like just the little on-field intelligence, little things that he did. I was like, okay, this dude, he got it up there, which I didn't even see as a prospect, because as a prospect, it seemed like he was just all downfield, fighting for the ball.
Yeah, 50-50 balls.
50-50 balls, you know what I'm saying? So just watching him as running routes and stuff like that, it just showed me that, like, he has what it takes. I think he could absolutely – and we seen it last year when he had to just come in and play. He could
be like – was it that first Bears game, bro? And I was like
– I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he could be like a Mike Thomas – a poor man's Mike Thomas. You know what I'm saying? He could do that. And plus do a little more, you know, downfield or whatever. So I think with Mike Thomas out, man, it would not surprise me whatsoever if he leaves the team and catches this year.
Oh, not even
or at least half the season while until Mike Thomas comes back. He's gonna be the number one in catches.
Yes. I can see that. I could easily see that.
It's year two, he's throwing the system now, you know what I'm saying? Like I could completely see it, bro. Is that a good thing? I don't know. That UDFA from last year is number one, like I'm not adding value to it. I'm just saying this is what it is.
And I'm just so tired of the, you know, just this trope that some fans get in our mentions about, like, oh, Sean Payton has shown that he can do like you are a complete homer if you're doing that.
Yeah.
Complete homer. And it's, I don't know, man. It's just
like Sean Payton, like, don't give me, like, Sean Payton, his route concepts are a work of art.
They are.
They are beautiful. You put on all 22 and you just let it play and you watch it. It's beautiful. Beautiful what he does to defenses. But, like, it only works to a certain extent. It takes talent. It takes talent because, like, defenses, they know all this. Like, they know all this. They study it. And they work on stopping it. You know what I'm saying? So it takes the talent to really push it to the next level. So that's been our gripe the whole time is like, yeah, like Sean Payton's scheme is great. Let's put some talent with that scheme. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and I mean, 2011, like, do people forget? Like, when talent and the scheme align, we saw what it could do.
It can't be stopped.
Can't be stopped.
Almost can't be stopped, man. Like you saw with Jimmy Graham and healthy Marcus Colston, and even
Darren Sproles.
Darren Sproles, even dudes like Devery Henderson and Lance Moore, you know, just, man, just work it, you know? And, you know, and we'll see. But, you know, we always had, like, one guy that kind of just took that, like, that was just that guy. You know, it was Marcus Colston back in the day. It was Jimmy Graham. You know, just had those freaky talents. Right now, it's like, who is that freaky talent? Like, is Traquan that freaky talent?
I mean, the only person that offensively it, that freaky talent is AK. That's it.
That's it. That's it, man. That's it, bro. You know, poor AK, I mean, he's going to be Jimmy Butler out here just like, ooh, Lord. Yo,
we're every game, here, bro.
Every game.
So that's a good segue.
Yeah.
Devontae Freeman is not a saint, bro. And it's funny because, like you tweeted, I remember when he came out. I remember you being a fan of his at Florida State, and then he went to the Falcons and played well for the Falcons.
Yeah.
Like
he was
a damn good running back for the Falcons. Got hurt, and then towards the end of his Atlanta career, like he was kind of just running in quicksand.
Yeah.
Went to the Giants last season. After Saquon got hurt. Saquon got hurt. Yes, yeah.
Last year.
And looked pretty decent, and then he got like an ankle injury, and then so it's interesting. So now you have AK, you have Latavius. People are quickly saying like, oh, it's just going to be like a camp running back. I'm not sure. Because maybe Sean Payton, just like we're saying, Sean maybe anticipates like this is going to be a heavy load on AK, and he's going to need more than just potentially like Latavius to help carry the load.
Yeah, that's a great point. Even if it's, you know, just for camp and preseason, like they need bodies in there. And, you know, look, he's a veteran running back. He knows he's seen it all, played in Super Bowls. He's
played in complex offensive systems like Kyle Shanahan as well.
Kyle Shanahan, yeah. And, you know, infamously missed a few blocks in that Super Bowl.
Whoopsie!
but, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's been in these systems. So, you know, it's not, like, crazy that he will be on a roster come regular season. I mean, he could step in and play for you. You know what I'm saying? No, he's not as dynamic as he used to be. He won't be breaking out the plays like he used to. But, you know, he could be a guy you hand a rock to if, say, you need to give AK a spell. And, you know, you got Latavius Murray, but maybe, you know, maybe he's injured. Maybe it's just a package you don't want. Maybe you run something with AK in the slot and Freeman in the backfield, in the high formation, and you can cook something up, you know? Because he's always been kind of like a Pierre Thomas-esque type of player to me. And I always thought, I was like, man, when he was coming out, I was like, he just fits so well with the Saints. And boy, when Kyle Shanahan came to Atlanta, oh my God. Like, I think it was both games that year, 2016. We just couldn't stop. Like, it was just, like, even if they tried to stop, they just couldn't, bro. It was just like, Jesus. Hey, him and Sean Payton used to go ahead and, like, on the sideline.
Yep, sure did.
So, there's the, like, it's weird. Like, I saw the picture they posted today. I'm just like, wow. I ain't got no love for him. It's gonna take some time right here. You know what I'm saying?
I get it, bro. I get it.
Fandom is something, bro. Fandom is
something. Ain't it? Like, I think it's so funny because, like, I saw it and I was just like, whatever, man. Like,
what? Fandom is a trip, man. Like, I Dave made me have bad feelings toward this dude. Just because he put on a jersey. A team decided to pay him money.
Pay him money. He's doing his career, his job. He's doing his job. You can't stand him. Fandom some shit, bro.
Shit, I learned a little.
Bro, we gonna talk about this on Wednesday about fandom in general, bro. Like, I'm ready.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
What else? So something that stood out, you know, Sean Payton with the pressure was it's a must to add a cornerback. And so it sounds like pending the physical, if it goes through, that the Saints are going to sign Prince Amukamara. Why did that sound like a scary movie just now, bro?
I'm sorry. I was shutting
door,
the door my bed.
That door was creepy, nigga.
It was, bro.
I guess the same said, we're gonna get this Nebraska cornerback situation right at some point. shout out to our dude, Sean Stanley Jean Baptiste. Prince Amukamara was a good cornerback in the league, like was really good for a while. We played for the Giants, right?
Yeah.
He's been around since then. He's played in Jacksonville, he's played in Chicago. Last year, he spent most of all of the season, I believe, on the Cardinals practice squad. And so you bring him in. I don't know if he's competing with P-Rob to be on the outside. I don't know, right? But my first thought is, like, if cornerback is a must, like, is this the answer? Like, this is it? Like, we just riding with, you know, Prince Amukamara, P-Rob, you know. Like, it could, in theory, be week one, Prince Amukamara, cornerback one, P-Rob, cornerback two, and against Aaron Rodgers, we just praying, bro.
That's disgusting. We are the Raiders. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, that would be disgusting. You know, Brandon Poole, oh, man. I don't know, man. Like, right now, I just think they're throwing darts at the wall. Just like, let's find a cornerback that's okay. Like, let's just find the okay cornerback that could play on the outside, protect them with safety help, play a little zone, shit like that. Somebody that, you know, that can just get us through games, man. Just somebody that's not a complete dumpster fire. You know, and I really have no idea who that's going to be, bro. I have no idea. It could be Crawley. It could be Prince. It could be
potentially it was going to be Drake Kirkpatrick, but they went a different route. Like,
they went a different route, you know, which is understandable, you know. I don't know. I think it's going to be one of those things. That's why it's such a 2014, 15, 16 type feeling, because it's like that outside cornerback spot, man, is just like, constant question mark. It's probably gonna be a question mark for the next couple of weeks.
Oh yeah. And we don't know the inner workings, but we 100% know that the Saints were trying to trade up to top 10 to get JC Horn. Yep. And I just keep thinking, like, and neither me and you kind of differed on how we viewed Greg Newsom. We both love the talent of Caleb Farley, but it's just like why not trade up higher to get a corner, but not as high as you're trying to go, if that was such a need. I don't know.
I still don't get it.
It just goes back to what the vision is.
What's
the vision?
Because right now, there's talks of, you know, trading for Xavier Howard or whatever. So right now you just in the bushes, man, just looking for a light.
You fucking Mike Myers popping out that bitch like, oh, no corner yet.
No corner.
let me stock some more. And you know, and that's the thing about corners, right? Like, you don't really see good teams like cutting corners after preseason. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a position where players stick, bro.
No, like with Jack Rabbit, that was just like purely a luck of the draw. It was one of those things that almost never happened with the Saints. Like, it was just purely luck of the draw where
that he got cut. They were the only team that put a claim in for him and were awarded him.
And we needed a corner. Like, it was like, it was just like, it just worked out. But that rarely happens where you can get a guy like that and you put him in position to succeed. And look, I still think, I'm still, you know, judging from what I've been hearing from the D-line, it looks like, man, they got some depth there. You know what I'm saying? We'll see how it works out. It's still early. But even guys like Dalton, you know, these guys we haven't even heard of, they apparently they're getting coached up and playing pretty well. You know, we'll see how it works out. But we've seen the track record under Ryan Nielsen. He has been able to get a little something out of these UDFAs every year, you know, whether that's, you know, Shy Tuttle or Malcolm Roach from last year and stuff like that. So if the defensive line can be a little feisty, you know, that helps your cornerback, that helps your secondary. So, you know, maybe we get a better Ken Crawley. Maybe we get a okay Prince Abukamara. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to throw out your mind that it's gonna, they're going to get ate up. They're going to get ate. Like, Aaron Rodgers is going to eat them up.
Like, what was the game, bro? Like, those games where Drew went out or Teddy came in or Taysom came in and they were just dominant, bro. Like, those
– yeah.
That defense don't exist anymore, bro.
You can't – like, you can only do so much scheme-wise to help your cornerbacks. You can only do so much. And then, even in, like, you know, cover three or whatever, like, they're going to end up in man-to-man at some point and have to cover, you know, and – if you can't do it, you just can't do it. You know?
Can't do it, man. And I know he's a rookie, but Adebo at some point is going to play this season, and it might be week one, bro.
Man.
Rookie quarterback against A-Rod in week one, bro.
So you're telling me all the cap Olympics that Kai Harley and Loomis pulled.
Oh, you back to the point you made on the last episode.
I'm just saying they couldn't figure out something for Jack Rabbit, bro. Like, something.
And you know the reports in training camp in Tennessee is Jack Rabbit over there feasting, bro.
Just eating them up. Probably got Ryan Tannehill crying and shit. You know what I'm saying? He's picking me off. You know?
Bro, it could have been us that had Marshawn, Caleb Fairley, and if we kept Jack Rabbit.
A dead pandemic.
Could have been us, bro. Trying to think if there's anything else. It's training camp and it doesn't mean anything until the pads go on, but like I'm seeing some good reports on Seizure. You know, that's
you've been seeing that, huh? Like,
I'm like seeing some good things, bro.
Man, Caesar been looking at our tweets, listening to our podcast, bro. He's like,
was it Teron who said like Caesar's having a great camp? Like, here's the thing, and I've said this on the show before. Like, he's a key player in all this to work, bro. He's a key. If he can if he's like kick, which is crazy because Lloyd Werford still is not signed with the team. But imagine if he could be like Lloyd Werford, like after. So it's that level after we had signed him at the free agent.
Yeah. Like,
that transforms the offensive line.
Transforms. If you got a rock solid Ruiz, you got what's the center? McCoy at center, rock solid. My man Pete. Hey, Pete gonna Pete. You just take what you're gonna get from Pete. You know what I'm saying? Pete gonna give you some good snaps. Where he out in space in front of a screen doing
his. He's gonna give you some of the worst looking snaps in the league at the time where it counts the most.
He gonna be on his ass and all that. That's just it is what it is.
That's just on breath.
You got a solid line. Look, when you got a solid offensive line, like I think it a good offensive line is like four wins, I think. Like, just a good offensive line to get you four wins, bro.
I would probably put it close. I mean, we're splitting hairs, but I would say, like, five. Like.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it means something. You know what I'm saying? Oh, like, just to have a good offensive line, it means something, wins, losses. And a good defensive line, same thing. You know what I'm saying? So, you put those things together, that'll give you a chance. You know, it'll give you a chance to just, you know, not be a complete dumpster fire on such. You know, because we got a shitty O line and a shitty D line.
Ooh, that's a long season, bro.
That's a long season. We'd have been there. We seen it. Well, I can't say we've ever had a shitty offensive line under Sean Payton. We've had, you know, subpar average, but, you know,
yes.
We never had a shitty one.
But with those average subpar lines, we had Drew that made them look a lot better than what they were because he got the ball up so quick.
Oh, yeah. That's a big key.
That's gone, bro.
And you got to keep reminding yourself that as a Saints fan, because we keep, as we analyze them and try to project and predict and all that stuff, we have what we've seen in the past with the Drew Brees offense in our head. And you just got to throw it out. Just throw it out there because that's gone. You know what I'm saying? Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill is not Drew Brees. They would not do the same thing. They just won't. So how the team will gel around this new quarterback is just going to be so interesting. Because neither of them going to get the ball out that fast. But I have seen, like, that ball is coming out now with Jameis. Like, he's getting that ball out, man.
Yeah. I sent you the video of him hitting Trayvon, bro. That was beautiful.
It was just boom, snap, tap, three step, you know. You know, no thinking, just boom. He had his head, he was turning to safety, looking this way, hit his back foot, boom.
Wild,
you know what I'm saying? Footwork beautiful. He had a little slight bend in his front knee, just beautiful. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, that's what you want to see. He just has to do that consistently. Every snap. That's what made Drew Brees Drew Brees. Like, Drew Brees, it wasn't the athleticism and all this stuff. It was just, he was just so motherfucking consistent. God damn.
Was, man.
You know?
He was a perfectionist, an absolute perfectionist.
Absolutely.
And that's gone. Trying to think of anything else in training camp that's kind of sticking out to me. You brought it up to me, bro. A lot of fans in the stands with no mask on in training camp. And I know Louisiana. I know the vaccination rate.
That vaccination rate kind of tippet, you know, man. It depends where you're from in Louisiana.
Yeah, I mean, it goes from parish to parish.
Yeah. I don't know. And it was close, too. Even without a pandemic, though, I was like,
yeah, like,
100 degrees just sitting next to me. I've been at a Saints training camp that is, and that was before, like, at least now they got it covered. They got the little fans and all that stuff. I was like, oh, that's nice. Because we ain't had none of that. It was just you sitting, your black ass sitting out there in the sun, beaming.
Goes back to the whole fandom thing, bro. Like, we went out, like, I've been to Saints training camp when they were out here. This was before the 2011 season.
Absolutely.
Right? Went almost every day. And it's like, we just out there just to see people practice. not games, Ryan.
Practice. They don't even want to be out there, and we are there.
Sweating. They get, at least they get paid.
I'm like, what the hell?
It just makes you reevaluate everything, man. It just makes you reevaluate. So that's it. We will keep this one nice and short, not go super long. We do have an episode coming on Friday where we're going to be recording with Dr. Lindsay Mitchell, sports psychologist. Again, shout out to our dude, Ryan. Nodruff, I really hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, for getting this set up. We've been trying to get it set up for a while. I'm just fascinated to talk about many things in regards to sports psychology. So that's coming on Wednesday. And again, like, we are going to keep dropping these episodes. Now, obviously, as training camp is happening, we might not drop the episodes right after each training camp period happens. We might let a couple of practices build because we are busy people, and we don't cover the Saints for a living, but we will, you know, be updating training camp. If that happens, we'll have a little, you know, as preseason happens in 13 days, we're going to have, like, the things you just want to see just from, like, the players, you know, what we're looking for in the preseason games and things like that, man. It's football season, man. Like, it's here. Whether we want it to be or not, man, it's here. Also, can I just say, like, seeing all the receivers that we passed on and they just doing great in training camp, It just makes me want to just smack Sean in the face, bro. So oh, my Michael Pittman Jr. is just having a great training camp.
Oh man. It hurts. Oh, also, you know, hey, we're looking for sponsors. So, you know, we got a lot of, you know, business owners in the Saints Twitter sphere. You know, hey, Blue Oak Barbecue, you know, all y'all. Jarrell, got your finance, Crave Lounge. Man, come through. Let us sponsor y'all. You know what I'm saying? Come through, please, man. Like, so we're looking for sponsors. So, you know, if you've got any tips, let us know. Our Patreon. We love, you know, shout out to all of y'all that, you know, that's, you know, signed up for our Patreon and showing a little love every month or whatever. We really, like, seriously, like, we really appreciate that.
We do. Because, like, let's be real. Like, we're still in a pandemic, bro. And rent's going up.
Everything.
Also, living's going up. Everything's going up, bro. Everything.
And y'all so, giving us, you know, that allows us to have ideas to make this thing even bigger, you know.
And that's huge.
Huge, bro. So I appreciate y'all. So patreon.com, search hashtag Saints Twitter. Make sure to, you know, just jump on the Patreon, donate whatever you can. We'll really appreciate it.
Since football season is coming up, also that means fantasy football coming back. I spoke about it on the last episode. We're gonna do at least one fantasy football league with all our Patreon donators, and potentially we'll do another if we get enough new donators to start a league. But it's around the corner, man. Like, they'll be here before we know it. You know, the Saints are back at it tomorrow with another training camp. And I'm sure when Ryan posts this tomorrow morning, there will be another type of arrest, suspension, something for us to talk about.
I don't know, man. Is Lattimore going to get suspended? Because I think it was Underhill that was saying he checked, but they don't even have a court date set for his thing. So it just seems like one of those things that can either take a long time to happen or just literally happen tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just don't know.
It's the NFL, bro. Like, who?
I mean, Deshaun Watson is a training camp playing safety right now.
Oh, bro.
The hell is going on?
Bro, that is the weirdest, grossest situation. And, like, I don't understand how either the Texans or the NFL –
yeah.
Like, this man, again, they're allegations, but he has 22, like, sexual abuse, what have you, allegations against him right now.
And these girls on TV talking about him wanting them to play with his booty and all that. Bruh, like, get this man off the field, man. Like,
why is he on a football field, bruh?
Get him out the way and let the justice system figure this out, and then we move on from there.
It's just such I shouldn't be like I've seen how the NFL handled Tyreek Hill. Like, it shouldn't be surprising, right? Like, this is just what the NFL does. But it's just funny, like, there's just different standard for different players, right? Remember it was like the former Seahawks offensive lineman that like had like the super severe DV against his girlfriend like this summer. And like, he's like banned from the league forever or some shit like that. You know, he's like a journey offensive lineman, but like Tyreek Hill, like the sliding scale for, it's just disgusting, man. Keep it consistent. Like, I'm not saying, like, this is gross, bro. Like, seeing the tweets and, like, it just feels gross, man. It's just gross. Just a weird.
The tweets was terrible.
Yucky situation. And it's just, like, even him. Like, why would you not have just be like, you know what? I'm going to stay at home until this plays out. Like, that's just a lack of awareness for everyone involved.
Nah,
but NFL is going to NFL. Like, they don't give two shits what two niggas say on a podcast. They're going to keep making money over fists. The Washington football team might get Ron Rivera killed. Like, who fucking cares at this point, bro? Like, the fact that the Washington football team was offering free vaccinations for people who can train to camp, but they can't even get their own players vaccinated. Y'all get out of my fucking face right now, bro.
They're trying to kill Riverboat Brown, bro.
Trying to sink the ship, Ryan. Like, this, that whole thing is just wild to me, bro. Like, I just, it just shows the selfishness. Like, the selfishness that we have as a country, like, is just encapsulated so much in that situation.
Man, look. It's us.
But that said, we're going to get out of here. We're going to be back. For sure, we're recording on Wednesday. We'll probably do another training camp check-in next week as well. Appreciate all the support. With that, we're out.
Peace.
Turn holiday travel from stressful to rewarding. Rakuten helps you save big on travel. They give you cash back when you book with sites like Expedia, Best Western, and Hertz. Even better, you can stack cash back on top of other rewards like airline miles, credit card points, and hotel loyalty programs. Rakuten partners with over 3,700 stores, including Away Luggage, Ray-Ban, and Macy's, so you can be prepared with all the travel essentials and, of course, cute fits for your trip. Keep the rewards going with cash back on holiday gifts for friends and family. With Rakuten, you'll never miss out on savings at your favorite stores. The stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Join for free and start your shopping at Rakuten.com or use the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.